Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Everybody that's here. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, no. Let's see. I think it's like 298 days till Christmas, Bestie. Well, welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. We have an awesome show today. We got some. I love it. In just a moment, we are going to have on, drum roll. It's 298 days till Christmas. And welcome, Noah Hammond Tyrell, to a good in just a moment. First, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday to you. It's like a casino. All right. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. Oh, it's cold outside. It's kind of cold outside. But it's going to be 80 later, so it's crazy. You just put your shorts and a sweatshirt on for the morning. Has everybody cleaned out their bong lately? Yeah. We did. Fun cleaning out bongs and seeing what you're actually smoking. All right. We got a tech gal says, turn that crap down. All right, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. We do have a great show today. We have a guest on this morning, and hopefully our show will keep going. Let's see. Let's give a shout-out to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 3826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Texas, Tucson, Arizona, 85711. We are Mountain Standard Time, folks. You can also do telemedicine if you want to get certified and you don't want to leave your house or can't or won't. We don't care. You'll still get to see one of our doctors, and you can just chat with them online like all these millennials do these days. I don't know. Huh? No, it's not loud enough over here. So, yeah, come on down and get certified. If you want to get your card, your medical cannabis card, you can do so. And the conditions you can do that for are PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, which includes fibromyalgia, migraines, DDD, RA, all the pain, all the aches and pains. What's that? All of them. Every single one of them. Yeah, I bet it's toothache, chronic toothache, because you can get infections. Yeah. People get... Yeah. Yeah, we've had patients that are certified for tooth pain because it's been chronic, because you can have serious stuff going on in your mouth. And folks, don't let that stuff go on. Don't forget the floss and go see your dentist. seizures, including epilepsy. All of the seizures. HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, which runs the gamut to dementia and everything in between. Cachexia, I know I'm still saying that wrong. Wasting syndrome, and severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call. Uh-oh, hold on one moment. All right, that should be better. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. But when it comes time to host the guests, we'll see what happens, because before, I've had to put it in my ear, you know, when that whole thing happened. So anyway, let's have our guest on. We are excited to have Noah on our show. Please welcome Noah Hammond Tyrell, who is CEO of Feel Good Hemp. Thank you for coming on the show, Noah. We are happy to have you here.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Most excellent. Hang on one second. We're going to turn you up over here so we can actually think that's going to be better. Sorry if you have any...
Yeah, I'm talking a little bit quiet. Don't want to wake up the household.
Okay. So we're whispering. Okay, we'll be quiet. We got kids over there.
Yeah, I got a six-month-old who's she's sleeping. Mom is sleeping. So.
Uh-oh. We'll be real quiet then.
You guys don't have to be quiet.
Okay. Where are you right now, Noah?
Oh, right now I'm personally in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City, living the high life, no pun intended.
Yeah, literally. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and your story is really incredible about your father and how you got into this, and then how you started your own business. So let's chat. Tell our listeners out there what's going on and how you got into all this.
Absolutely. I never thought I would have a CBD or hemp products company. A lot of my friends were jumping into the industry, and I was happy for them, but it never crossed my mind to do so as well. But sort of fate had other plans in store, I guess you could say. So the story starts, I'm living in L.A., I'm newly married, I'm with my wife, and I'm in an apartment in L.A., and things aren't going well in my business. I make some bad business decisions. And I'm looking at an empty bank account with rent coming due, not knowing how I'm going to pay rent. And as any entrepreneur knows, that's a terrible feeling, terrible place to be. And then I get the phone call from my mother that my father is down in San Diego and he's in the hospital and he's bad. And we get down there right away. So, of course, I get down there right away, get into the room, and, you know, I see my dad laid up. He's gray. He's sort of lifeless looking. He had lost 60 pounds in a month, and he looks at me and just tells me, you know, through sort of a whimpering and kind of sad voice that he has cancer. And, you know, I could just feel the resignation in the room, right? Like, the doctors had given him 3 months to live. There was no prognosis or treatment plan other than that. It was just, hey, you know, you have stage 4 liver cancer. You have 3 months to live. He had a tumor on his liver that was the size of almost like a football. So more than 60% of his liver was covered in a giant tumor mass. And while a lot of people were kind of resigned to what the doctors were saying. I've had a lot of training in a lot of different things. I've been a spiritual life and business coach since 2008. It's sort of like a personal development junkie. And as a result of that, I've done training with various different natural healers of various different modalities who'd healed all kinds of crazy, quote-unquote, incurable things before. So I went home and I said, okay, how are we going to attack this? What's the plan? And what are we going to focus on? And started pulling up some research from Rick Simpson oil protocols and, you know, cannabis oil protocols that Rick Simpson, the Canadian guy, made famous, and how they can treat cancer. And then I knew that vegetable juicing was really great for the body. Mm-hmm. My wife had actually healed her Epstein-Barr syndrome with it before. And,
wow.
You know, there's a great documentary out there, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, that talks about the healing powers of juicing. And so we decided to go juicing, and we talked to one of our naturopathic friends who's a doctor, and he said focus on beets and carrots because they're really good for the liver. So that was the plan. We started making my dad 40 ounces of fresh beet, carrot, and a couple other vegetable juices per day. And we got him on a Rick Simpson protocol, which started off with high doses of CBD and low doses of THC that we ramped up over time as he acclimated to it. And regarding the business stuff, I just put my head down and focused on helping my dad heal. I said, you know, I made some bad decisions in my company, basically bankrupt my team, had to let go of my whole team, bankrupt the company. And instead of just rushing to rebuild, I said, you know what, I've got a couple long-term coaching clients I've been working with. I moved down to this little apartment in San Diego with my wife. It was not her favorite place, but we moved closer so we could help more. Kind of downsize and sort of just put it out of my mind, the business stuff, for a second. I said, you know what, I'm going to focus on what's in front of me and do what I can with what I have right now. So I'm literally buying beets by the case, like walking out of the grocery store with boxes of beets from the back room. And we're just stopping and juicing and feeding him oils. And 6 weeks goes by and we do our next round of blood work and MRIs. And that's when we really started to know we were onto something because the tumor had actually shrunk by over 30% at that point.
Oh my gosh!
And
wow.
So everyone's freaking out, and we keep the protocol going. And 4 months total from when he was diagnosed with 3 months to live, he was completely cancer free, not a shred
Whoa.
Of it in his body, in his liver. And, you know, they never call you cancer-free or healed in the medical world. They say that it's in remission.
Right.
Like it's always just ready to come
right.
back. But
yeah.
He's now been cancer-free for over 4 years. He's had four not-supposed-to-have-them birthdays. Every 6 months, beginning MRIs and blood work, cancer-free, cancer-free. It's every 3 months at the beginning. Now it's every 6 months. And, yeah, he's just a walk and talking miracle, especially in the Western medical community's eyes, because I don't know how much, you know, you're familiar with liver cancer, but stage 4 liver cancer with giant tumors, they don't have a treatment protocol. They don't see those patients live typically. That's why they didn't offer him treatment. They, you know, they gave him the death sentence. So,
wow.
And then how that leads to this business? Well, my wife is a yoga teacher, sound healer, goddess type, and she hosts Sound Baths, which is where people come, they listen to different healing instruments, and it's vibrational medicine. They actually leave a lot of times with their pain relieved or gone or headaches gone or just whatever it is, they feel better. And so we decided to offer a dose of CBD as like an upsell to our Sound Bath. And over 70% of everyone who came in took the CBD, and we just had the absolute best Sound Bath ever. Like the room was just so calm and so dropped in and so present. And then at the end we said, hey, we've got some doses left. Hey, we'll do 2-for-1, you know, come and get them. And we sold out everything we had in a minute. And so the next morning, my wife, who loves to sleep in, she pops us out of bed at 8 a.m. and says, I can't sleep. So we're drinking matcha lattes on the porch early in the morning. And she's just like, I think we should start a CBD company. And I was like, that's a great idea. You know, these people need it. They don't know enough about it. It's hard to find good quality stuff. And we'd seen what it had done with my dad as part of his protocol. And so went all in. And that's the cool part about the story of the company is that, you know, by focusing on healing and helping my dad, I sort of helped him out of his rock bottom. And I was sort of in my own rock bottom business-wise, and he sort of helped me, without even knowing it, to find my next passion and the next project I want to bring out into the world and, you know, this whole thing I want to do with people with Feel Good Hemp. And, you know, now we're changing lives and doing a lot of, like, what you guys do.
Doctor, after all your dad's progress and then being cancer-free, what did they say? Did they ask you what you did or what was happening?
So for the first while, they were sort of like, sir, like literally my dad would try to tell them what we did, and they would say, sir, if you think you got some sort of placebo effect from some other things you tried, that's great. We don't want to hear about it. But to their credit, I'll tell them that after approximately 2.5-3 years of clean blood work, clean MRIs, clean blood work, clean MRIs, they started to ask, like, what did you say you did again? And, you know, he told them about the cannabis and told them about the juicing. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. You know, that's about as far as it's gotten from a Western medical perspective.
Mm. Yeah. Did they know while he was being treated that you were doing that at the same time? Or is that just something you told him at the end, like, surprise?
Yeah, because they weren't giving him a treatment protocol, it wasn't like there was anyone checking on him every week and being like, what are you doing? How's it going? So that wasn't a hard thing for us to do. But once he started healing, then we told him what we were doing, but they just didn't care. These are just systems that change very slowly, you know? So maybe 30 years from now, we can expect to have cannabis reintegrated in the modern, you know, Western medical approach. But things just move and change so slowly in that industry that, you know, I trust them for if I get into a car accident and you got to put me back together, cool. But as far as maintaining health and balance and wellness and chi flow and all the wonderful things in your body that keep you healthy, they sort of don't have a clue.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. I had a question about, did you juice? So you said you did, I have so many questions. You said you did CBD, so Rick Simpson oil. You didn't do the full cannabis plant, but you did rather the hemp plant? Hemp oil?
So, no, it was CBD from cannabis, actually. And it was also THC from cannabis. So we had an oil maker who we were lucky to have, and he'd been doing this work with cancer and, you know, diseased patients who had, you know, conditions like autoimmune disorders and things like that. He'd been helping them with Rick Simpson oil protocols and making oils for them for over 20 years. And so a local guy in San Diego who recently relocated to another state, but we were introduced to him by a friend, and he was the magic oil maker scientist who still to this day makes the topical balm that we sell, and he was really our hero. You know, we had a whole party to thank him because he would actually change the oil for us. So we started off on something like 5 milligrams of THC and 50 milligrams of CBD 3 times a day, right? And then that went up to 10 milligrams of THC and 75 milligrams of CBD 3 times a day. And then that, you know, and I think at the very end, we upped the THC by 5 milligrams per week or maybe every other week. And, you know, we need to get them up to a high level of THC because for people listening, you know, THC is really the aggressive cancer killer, whereas CBD is sort of like it's helping friend in the fight against cancer. If you're specifically going up against cancer, if you specifically have a late stage cancer, you don't need just CBD, you want THC as well. THC is like the missiles, you know, they really attack the cancer. Whereas CBD is whole body anti-cancer because it's whole body anti-inflammatory. But if I was in the situation my dad was in, I would absolutely be using THC as well. And by the end of it, we had him on, I think, 35 milligrams of THC and 200 milligrams of CBD 3 times a day. So
wow.
He was taking like 100 and over 100 milligrams of THC per day at the height of his treatment protocol. So we ramped him up, and then he ramped down after his body defeated the cancer. So
wow.
You know, now years later, you know, he takes basically a nighttime maintenance dose of maybe like 15 to 20
uh-huh.
milligrams of THC and 50 milligrams of CBD at night before bed. And that keeps him feeling like his body is taking care of business, his endocannabinoid system is saturated and strong, and he feels, you know, healthy and safe, essentially.
Well, and most importantly, when he goes for his checkups, he's all clear.
Yeah, every time. And they keep saying the same silly joke. Oh, you're the healthiest person with stage 4 liver cancer we've ever seen. And it's kind of like, well, you want to know more about that? I mean,
yeah.
I have to feel for these liver cancer specialist doctors that he goes to. I have to feel for them. They went into medicine, I'm assuming, to help people. Then they became liver cancer specialists or liver specialist to help people. And now as a liver cancer specialist, they spend all day long watching their patients die horrible death. Like,
yeah.
And I guess at some point you just go like, well, that's how it is. We don't have a treatment plan for this yet. We don't have a way to fix this yet. It, you know, there's limits to modern medicine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a feel for them. At the same time, I got a question like, you know, what if I was, I mean, cause my dad went in front of like tumor boards where all these, you know, heads of these different departments review his MRI and talk about his tumor. And then he was seeing these liver cancer specialists, a whole liver cancer specialist wing. And you'd have to assume if one guy walks out of there rosy-cheeked and clicking his heels, you'd really want to study and implement what he did. So,
yeah,
but that's, you know, like
absolutely.
I said, these industries take a while to change.
It does, and it's, you know, like you know, we all know it's mostly about money for the, you know, the end all of the story. So, but hopefully, maybe even sooner than 30 years, our doctors will be implementing some sort of cannabis regime in everybody's diets. But they don't, you know, regular doctors don't really talk nutrition either. That's why we have, you know, RDs and things like that. But maybe they'll at least get to study it, you know, that would be a nice thing. So speaking of studying, you have a Feel Good Family, Feel Good Hemp courses. Why don't you tell us about the secret of unlocking these awesome courses? And I was looking through these this morning, and I was like, oh, my gosh, these people go seriously deep. If you want to have a catharsis, this is your place. If you want to change and grow, here is your spot. Look at the courses. Can I tell what the courses are out loud? Can I
share?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we've got guided meditations, environments for success, increasing intuition. That one's awesome because I think if more people listen to that, our bodies might be able to tell us we need more cannabis. Understanding
mm-hmm.
your core wounds, right? Going way back there. Nutrition for longevity
mm-hmm.
and vitality, the total emotional reset, kundalini
mm-hmm.
yoga and meditation, tapping sessions and hacks. I like that. Everyone needs a tapping hack, right? And then accessing your true power and getting elevated. Holy cow. I'm changing right now. tell us about these courses. These are really awesome. All of these are great.
Yeah. So like I said, I've been a spiritual life and business coach since 2008. I found a knack for it and sort of built my own consulting business straight out of college. I kind of grew up in the personal development world. My mother was a seminar leader for Landmark Education, which is a very sort of famous / infamous personal development course in the United States, one of the first. And so I was sort of always around it and always exposed to it, and then got heavily, heavily into it in college when I was, you know, in college to be an engineer, and I got my engineering degree, never did it, never became one. But I went so deep into mathematics and physics that it sort of took me out of my left brain and back over into my right. Like, my analytical mind led me to my spiritual self, so to speak, right? Like, quantum
mm-hmm.
physics, when you get all the way down the rabbit hole, it becomes mysticism and the same stuff that the yogis and the ancients and the mystics have always talked about and known. And sort of quantum physics is, like, the way to quantify that stuff in modern science. So Strata College have been relentlessly studying this stuff, reading hundreds of personal development, professional development, spiritual healing, all kinds of different topics of books that, you know, I've basically over all these years just kept what works and ditched the rest. Kept what worked for me, what was efficient, what was effective, what was useful, got rid of the rest. And my wife, who's a Kundalini yoga teacher, sound healer, has more yoga certifications and certifications than I do, she also contributed a lot of content to the platform. And it's all based on this framework that we call the seven levels of change, right? Which is basically that there's a lot of layers to how we impact our lives and how we impact the body and how we get the results that we want in our life. And typically people get incredibly focused. I'll just give you one example. People get incredibly focused on their actions, right? And actions are very important, of course. So for example, I wanted to lose weight. I might decide, okay, I'm going to run every morning. I'm going to eat this way. I'm going to drink this much water. I'm going to go to the gym this often, right? All these different actions. This is how I'm going to get where I want to go. But these other six levels of the seven levels of change, for example, you know, if you live in a house where everyone orders McDonald's every night versus if you live in a house where there's nothing but whole foods and fresh foods in your kitchen, which environment is going to make it easier for you to lose that weight and actually get to that goal, regardless of what actions you take, right? Obviously, the environment with the whole foods in the fridge, right? So there's other levels that people don't always consider, including our nervous system and our emotional body, if you want to call it that, where we it's scientifically proven that our body has a memory, that our cells have memory, that there's a famous book on it called The Body Keeps Score. And for a lot of people, this is like sort of the missing link. It took me, even for me, it was 10 years into my personal development obsession before I even found information on this kind of stuff. But it's a fact that our body keeps score. And so that's why, you know, maybe after you were in a car accident, now every time someone's coming up behind you, you're like, hey, slow down, don't rear end me, right? And you're like feeling it in your body. It's because there's it's more than just the mental memory. It's beyond that. It's literally cellular memory. And the reason I bring that up is because the course you mentioned, tapping hacks and scripts, tapping is an amazing way to remove trauma from the body. And so in that tapping hacks course, I teach tapping. I got obsessed with tapping and used it to do so much unique stuff that I teach a lot of unique stuff in there. I've never seen anyone else teach about tapping. And you're basically just working with the energy meridians in your body that traditional Chinese medicine works off of. But you're tapping them with your fingers and sending these little electrical signals down certain energy meridians in your body that tells your body to let go of the things it's holding on to. And the guy who invented it, actually, he was a psychotherapist, and he had people with things like agoraphobia where they can't leave their house, they're terrified to leave their house, and he wasn't making progress with them. And then he found traditional Chinese medicine, and he started tapping on these meridians as an experiment and found that people could go from agoraphobic, can't leave their house, to instant relief and able to go outside in one session. And I've been able to see the same results in some of my clients with repeating patterns in their life and things that keep happening over and over again or fears that are so present that they're restricting their life. We do a tapping session on those specific things, and it just changes immediately. So I bring all that up because what we offer with Feel Good Hemp is all the other things to help you feel good naturally and to help you have the best shot at actually getting the result that you want. As you know, a spiritual life and business coach with all these tools and techniques and awareness around the body being more, it's not just the body, right? It's the body, it's the mind.
Right.
It's the cellular memory, it's your intuition. There's a lot of different ways to organize it, right? You could call it a body, a soul, and a spirit. You could call it, you know, your mind, body, and soul, right? We all know there's different layers to the being, but how do we address that? That's what this platform is all about, and at feelgoodlibrary.com, people can get it for free, and it's something we built to just complement everything we do and offer with our CBD products.
That's incredible, and that's that the whole body, whole food, whole experience effect is, that's the way to go, you know. So oftentimes in medicine, they just want to, like, give you a pill to cover something up instead of looking at the root cause, you know, why,
right.
why it's happening. And this is your courses here are going to go way down to the roots.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll give you another example with the whole nervous system thing. After the whole business collapse thing is when I really found tapping. And, you know, I grew up playing lots of contact sports, doing martial arts, being a tough guy, right? Rugby in college, all these things. I had all this fight energy, like, programmed into my body. And I didn't realize it or know or have a concept for it. But when I looked at why does my business always feel like a fight? You know, why does life feel like a fight? Well, if you're carrying around a fight inside you, then everything you experience is going to feel like a fight on some level. So that's why it's so important to look at the multiple layers of our being, because we can get where we want to go a lot easier if we know – it's like if you're in a car and you're only accessing, you know, the first three gears and there's four, five, and six, and you didn't know it was there.
Right.
How much easier is your trip going to be going from New York to Miami if you knew about four, five, and six? Right. So that's what we try to do with Feel Good Hunt is give people access to all the different ways they can shift themselves and to support their healing journey, whatever that might be. And, you know, not everyone comes to us just for healing. Of course, pain and all the things that you recommend people coming in for, we help people with that. Some people come in to just optimize, right? And I really love to talk about CBD as I like to speak about it as an optimal supplement or a supplement for optimal wellness, because you don't just take it once and go, great, my pain went away, and then tomorrow I don't need it. It's like if you took vitamin C for a day or vitamin D3 for a day, it wouldn't do anything. I mean, it might do something for that day, but if you really want the highest benefit of having cannabinoids in your body, whether it's CBD, THC, or other cannabinoids, you know, to feed that endocannabinoid system in your body and to have the harmony in your body systems, you know, it's an everyday affair, or at least a, you know, 5 days a week kind of deal. And, yeah, so I really like to talk about it that way too, because we do have a lot of people who come just to live optimally, just, you know, takes a little bit of the stress out of their body, helps them sleep a little better, and helps them, you know, calmly, effectively get stuff done at work.
Do you, with these courses, these are all self-guided online, is that right?
Yeah, we also offer coaching, though. Actually, for free, we have weekly group coaching calls where people can ask me about what's going on in their life, and I can give them guidance on what I'm feeling for them, as well as direction to, like, oh, hey, go to this course and do this one thing, or learn this one thing from this course and try it for the next 5 days.
That's really awesome. That's really an incredible thing that you're doing.
Yeah,
you
thank you.
For your dad? Does your dad benefit from these healings? Is
so
he into
that's
it?
The funny part, and that's the testament to cannabis and cannabinoids and juicing, is my dad did hardly any of this stuff. I will say there was a lot of prayer surrounding him, and you cannot discount the power of prayer, because we are all connected.
Right.
We are all one at the core, deepest level. And so the energy and the space that you hold for someone can directly impact them, and that's scientific fact. And he's also a stubborn dude who grew up in Queens, New York, and like, I had to force him to take the juice. It's not like, oh, here's the juice, Dad. Oh, thank you so much, son. I love it. It was like, oh, this tastes terrible. And I'm like, hey, I don't care what it tastes like. If it's
drink
this or that, you drink the damn juice, man. And he's like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
Right? So, he's a stubborn guy.
That's great.
Here's a miracle that I'll share just because it's funny. So last year, or 2 years ago now, in 2020, coincidentally, the year of perfect vision, my father, who has had glasses since he was 17 years old, this is a man in his 70s, suddenly realized that the world was blurrier with his glasses on than off. And now literally wears no prescription lenses at all. And the only thing he can credit for the healing of his eyes is the THC, because he doesn't, and the CBD. He doesn't do,
right.
He's not on anything else, and he's been on this maintenance dose now for a while since his cancer, and he's literally just taking his glasses on and off and going, what the heck is going on? And he went to the eye doctor, and they confirmed it. His vision, it doesn't need glasses anymore. And a lot of people don't know that the eyes can heal themselves. I actually trained with someone who taught me a protocol to heal your vision if it's blurry. People think that the eyes are somehow the only part of the body that can't heal itself. I mean, I guess the spinal cord, we worry about the same thing. The eyes can definitely heal themselves, and somehow my dad sort of just, his body just took care of it. He called me up. He said,
wow.
Son, I can't even deal with the amount of miracles that are happening in my life right now.
Oh, that should be at the top of your website.
Right?
That's amazing.
You won't even be able
that's
to deal
awesome.
With the miracles.
Well, and so that just proves to the doctors even more, he wasn't even going on the placebo effect. He didn't even want to take it. He was like, fine, give it to me.
Right,
you know?
Which is why I bring it up too, because it's like, of course, you know, these courses are ideal for anyone who's open to them, who's going to do the work. Where my dad was at, he was far gone. These courses are so you don't have to get to where my dad was at. Right? I'll give you an example. So listen to this. The doctors, they estimated that his tumor had been growing for 10 years. Right? And if we look back 10 years before he was diagnosed, it was 2008. It was the big recession. He was running a family business, multi-million-dollar wedding and event video and photo production company, right? So we did events, we did weddings, photo, video. Everyone at the family had worked there at some point. The company had been open with two offices for a bunch of years, and he was top-heavy. He had too many people on the payroll, and then the market tanked and the business tanked, and he went through his own, I'm out of business experience. And it really
right.
hit him hard. And he went into a very solid depression. And he spent about 10 mm-hmm. years in that depression. And then this cancer was there. And in traditional Chinese medicine, they say that excess anger is stored in the liver and unprocessed anger. And so
mm-hmm.
he got hit really hard by this business close. He went into a deep depression, probably a lot of just pent-up, held-in anger that he stewed on for years. He really wasn't himself. And on the other side of the cancer and the healing, he really seemed like himself again. Like, it was like we got our dad back in more ways than one. And so there was an emotional
yeah.
healing component to it for sure, that the cannabis
right.
played a huge part in, right? Because he's going on a journey every day with that much THC, right? He was definitely processing
right.
some emotions on top of just receiving the raw cannabinoids.
Mm.
And
yeah.
It blew my mind when the doctor said that they thought the tumor had been gone for 10 years, because that was exactly when that business went under and when he went
yeah.
into his depression. And so that to me was
mm-hmm.
just more proof positive that, look, the mind is a powerful thing. The subconscious mind doesn't know how to differentiate between what's imagined and what's real. So if you sit around stewing in your anger all day, that's real energy. You know, energy in motion. That's why we feel our emotions, because they are actually energy. And I feel like
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't acknowledge or you know, have a conversation around that. So we just, you know, try
right.
to make the bad ones go away and try to hold on to the good ones. Well, the bad
right.
ones, if you just try to shove them away, they don't actually go away. They get stored somewhere, usually in your body tissue, you know, and usually in the place that's going to give you a problem later in life if you don't sort of unkink the process. Right? Like, that's what... I'm a yogi, and when people think of yoga, they think mostly of all the postures, right? Doing the downward dog and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the start
right.
of it. But the point of all that stuff is to stimulate certain parts of the body such that you unkink the energy, in a sense, right? It's definitely physical, right? It stretches out the body, and you feel like, oh, good, my quad is stretched and my hammies are stretched. And they feel good. But on an energetic level, each posture has a different chakra in the system that it's targeting and stimulating, and sort of, it's like if you had a dirty sponge, how do you clean it? You squeeze it, right? And
yeah.
and the
oh.
old stuff goes out, and then
no.
it opens up space for the new stuff to come in.
Wow. That's cool. That's a really good way of looking at that.
Yeah, so I just feel like you know, all these courses are to help people not have to go there, right? What if my father could have processed his anger 10 years ago and really mourned the loss of his company, acknowledged the decisions he made that took it under, like felt the sting, did what he could, you know, was heard by community, was able to take the pain of it, you know, the total emotional reset that we offer, for example. It's a technique that you can sit down in one sitting and take all the emotional debris out of your body, all the stored emotional energy that isn't serving you. You can take it out of your body in one, you know, 20-minute sitting. But it's not something that everyone is open to. It's not something everyone realizes that there's a need for doing, right? So that's what we're trying to do is show people all the tools that are available to them and in a simple way, right, where it's like, hey.
Right.
This isn't crazy, woo-woo, rocket science. You know, it's nothing super far out. Follow along. We'll show you how to do it, and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's so awesome. And especially these days, I hate to say it, but people need quick remedies. You know, they don't want to sit and do things for, like, hours or days or weeks. You know, your 20-minute reset sounds really nice right now. You might need a dumpster, though, instead of a little sponge. but this is amazing. I want to ask a question about the juicing. Did you actually juice the cannabis for your dad?
No, the cannabis we gave him just in oils. The juice was purely veg juice.
And was it just the carrots and beets, or did you use other juices? And
I would say our typical concoction for him was carrot and beet heavy. And then maybe I'd throw like one apple in there in a huge batch to just add a little sweetness. I would put some greens in there, like some chard or some spinach. Or I would put some lemon in there usually. But the beets and the carrots were the staple because of the liver support and cleaning up and rebuilding his liver. And then, you know, other things that came and went, that was just to switch up the flavor a little bit or, you know, make it a little more palatable, a little bit of apple, lemon, some greens, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
celery,
you guys,
cucumber.
Yeah. I want a big old juice.
Yeah, we drink them every day around here right now. I love it.
Yeah, it's so good for you. And you got training on how to juice and stuff, too? And that's how you got to work with your dad that way, or?
It wasn't training so much as just we knew what to do on that front. My wife, like I said, had healed her Epstein-Barr using juicing.
And that's
another one where they say, you know, it's with you for life, and it's a, you know, autoimmune this and chronic that, and you'll always have it. And, you know, she completely got rid of it just by juicing twice a day.
Wow.
And doing her yoga. And so, you know, we knew that it was powerful. And it's also just to give the body the building blocks it needs to do what it can do. You know, we didn't rebuild my dad's liver with juice. His body did. And that's the real miracle. And same thing with the endocannabinoid system. You know, I really like to say that CBD, THC, these are amazing compounds, and cannabis plant is an amazing plant. And the real miracle is our body and the endocannabinoid system that it has, where it can receive these compounds and do useful things with them and create harmony in the body, right? So, you know, because CBD comes from, you can find it in a lot of places. You can find a CBD in an orange peel, right? And and so it's out there in nature. I love the cannabis plant, though, of course, as the easiest way to extract these compounds. And I like it as a more natural approach, right? Some CBD that's been isolated in a lab where they're boiling oranges and, you know, isolating out the CBD through some process. I'd rather have my CBD from a less, a less complex process, more direct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just straight from the plant, right?
Yeah.
So cannabis plant, it's regarded in ancient Indian scriptures as one of the six healing plants of the world. And Lord Shiva, who's the Lord of Yoga, is also the Lord of Cannabis. A lot of people don't know that. It grows all over the place in India, just kind of free in a lot of places. Just literally, you'll just stumble upon a a field of cannabis sitting next to the river up in the mountains, you know, in some random town. You just be, oh, there's a bunch of cannabis. So,
nice. As it should be.
Yeah, so it's acknowledged. The healing. Yeah, exactly. The healing power. I mean, it's a weed, for God's sakes. It grows like crazy.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's here for us to use for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you make the RSL yourself, or did you have someone make it for you?
Oh, we had that oil maker who's making the RSL for us and who makes our bomb still. He was our mad scientist who was able to just constantly, you know, change the doses for us, you know, every couple of weeks. And yeah,
wow.
Gave us a really great deal. We were really fortunate to have him in the process.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was telling somebody the other day, I would never have believed all the miracles with the plant had I not seen them myself. You know, I mean, you can go out and tell everybody all you want, but when you experience it, super powerful, you know, it's really life-changing.
Yeah. What's the best or craziest story that you've had so far?
Well, we have a doctor's office, so we have patients that come to see us for different things, and we have an old-time patient, and she has MS, and her mom called me one day to say that she couldn't get out of bed. And it'd been like 3 days, and she was literally wetting the bed because she had no control over her body anymore. She wasn't eating.
Terrible.
And she told her mom, it was awful. And she told her mom to call me at Tumbleweeds where we have our doctor's office. And so I get this random message, and I call her mom back, and she says, I know this is crazy, but she just wants to know if you could bring her some dry cannabis so she can just smoke it. And she told me the whole story of how debilitated she was and what was going on and this and that. And she just curled up in a ball in bed. And so I drove like 45 minutes up into the mountain somewhere with this just dry herb, you know. And I got there and I had a bowl for her and I put it up to her mouth. And, she told me to light it up, so I lit it up. And within a minute, she was sitting up. She sat up in bed. And her mom, she and her mom, and they were just like, she's like, I knew it. I just knew it. I knew it. I don't know what it was.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what. And still to this very day, I get really emotional over that because it's just, you know, that was someone that we knew, a patient that was doing well, and all of a sudden something hit her so hard and knocked her so far down, and that was all she wanted and knew she needed. And I haven't heard from her since, but that was pretty unreal. We've seen some really great miracles with cannabis, and one of our own doctors who had cancer, and I made him RSO, and he got throat cancer. And so he took the RSO and took the CBD oil and just put it in the back of his throat every day, and his doctor said, you know, look, you're not going to be able to eat, you won't be able to talk. You know, you're not going to be able to drink. You're not going to be able to do much of anything, blah, blah, blah. The guy was 80 years old when he went through this. And throughout the whole thing, he worked out 3 times a week, had his drinks at night. He kind of lost his appetite because, taste went away. But he was still doing house calls for us and chatting and going to the gym. I mean, and at the end of it all, the doctor said, the doctor was like, what did you do? And he told him what he did. He told him his routine. And he said, that is unheard of. And so they send their patients over to see us now to get certified.
Excellent.
So they can go get in their own cannabis, regimes.
That's
it's powerful. Yeah, it's amazing. And in the course of 10 plus years that we've been in business, the miracles, I mean, we could go on. It's just, and there's funny stories too, of course, of being a little over intoxicated by cookies and things like that,
so I don't mess with the edibles, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't. But I always say what's wrong with a little bit of happy. The giggles aren't so bad yet.
Well, things are labeled much better today. Grabbing a brownie or something is much less risk than it used to be.
And the more it's out there, the more people are more open to just even educating themselves about it, whether or not they're going to take it or not. They're, you know, willing to at least listen sometimes, you know. And that's nice, because when we first started, no one wanted even to listen. I mean, it was like we had to whisper. We literally were like, it's a medical marijuana doctor's office, you know. And it was scary, you know. But now it's nice to see that it's integrated, like what you're doing with everything. It's the whole body. It's not just, you know, I take a pill and I'm good to go. It's important to address all the aspects of your life, you know, beginning to end, and 100%. Cellular. I totally believe in cellular memory. So that's very interesting to hear about. Do you give lectures? Do you have any YouTube channels, or where can people find you other than tell them how they can get in touch with you if they want to come see you or take your courses online or anything like that?
FeelGoodLibrary.com is where our free platform of courses is at. I'm going to be doing a new course soon that I'm going to do live with people, so that'll be a great way to interact with me.
Nice.
Also, feelgoodhemp.org is where our products are, where you can buy all our hemp products. We are very simple. We have a balm, we have a tincture, we have soft gels. We focus on giving people a clean, quality dose of CBD, and that's what we do. We don't do any of the THC stuff because it's just a whole other can of worms to try to do that online in multiple states. It's really not doable at the moment for us. So we focus on CBD, and we focus on all these courses. And then, Noah Hammond Tell, you can search me on YouTube. I've got tons of YouTube videos out and a lot more to come. A lot of my YouTube stuff is from a couple of years back, but got like 40,000 subscribers on there and a ton of great self-development content on there with more coming out soon. So, connect with me any way you'd like. Love to hear from anyone who's interested to hear more about these courses or the story or any of that stuff.
Awesome. Well, it's certain that this planet could use some healing. Hopefully get some folks out there to come visit your site and take your courses and get some CBD and share their stories and hear yours. And thank you, Noah, for all that you do. And we're glad that your dad is good. That's amazing. Everybody's parents should
and
be on
for you.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, my 95-year-old
Share
grandma
takes
CBD 3 times a day.
Nice. See, there you
and
go.
She swears by it. She's, without it, she has full body arthritis. With it, she has a quality of life.
Oh. Yeah, and I bet at her age, she probably had some in her medicine cabinet long ago and didn't even know it. She probably has some old bottles back there.
Right? Back before Prohibition.
Yeah. Right. Yes, exactly. Find those bottles. They're worth something, Noah. Put them in a museum.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you
so much for coming on.
We really loved it. Yeah, it's been a pleasure and an honor, and we hope to talk to you and see you soon.
All right. If I'm ever in Tucson area, which I do visit sometimes, I'll let you know.
Okay, good. Thank you, Noah. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Noah Hammond Tyrell, CEO of Feel Good Hemp. And you can check him out in all those places he told you. You can get feelgoodhemp.org. And feelgoodhemp.org/training. You can get your courses, and you can sign up on their website to get your courses online. They look good. They sound good. It sounds like anyone who needs a healing is gonna get over there and get one. Yeah, you do a harp. Noah looks like the kind of guy you just want to give a big old bear hug to. He looks like he can just squeeze the love right into you. So thank you, Noah, for coming on. We really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. This is Week Day Wednesday, and there really are only 298 days till Christmas. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Get ready. Get some healing before Christmas. I think everybody needs a little bit of that. You are listening to Week Day Wednesday. Thank you to Tumbleweeds Health Center for hosting us each and every week in Studio C. And if you are in the Tucson area, and even if you're not, you can get certified to get your medical cannabis card. And it's a super simple process, and there are a ton of reasons to do so. If you go to our education section over here, there is a little list of why it's good to get your card. Things like you get more medicine, 2.5 ounces every week instead of just single ounce. You get way more concentrates. You're not limited to the amount of concentrates that you can have. They're supposed to test by a third-party testing lab, but we'll see if that happens. You get some employee protection, no limits on edibles. The states will protect your gun rights. That's right. No THC limit in the program, and way less tax. No paying 25% sales tax, 25%. Yeah, no, we don't like it. So if you want to get certified, come on down. You can get certified for PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, cachexia, wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can also contact, come on back. Can you hear me still? Are you still here? Okay, because my whole computer just went down, except it didn't, kind of, but not really. Holy Toledo. Let's just do this. You can also contact us at thctucson@gmail.com. Come by at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We've got some really cool pipes in there. That's all I ever hear from people coming in. You have the best pipes and the best products. It's really cool glass. Most of it's handmade, and it's really, really neat. Lots of new hemp products. We've got hemp beanies, hemp hats, hemp bags, hemp wallets, hemp everything. Lots of great new CBD products. A lot of stuff for nighttime. People that aren't sleeping these days. So come on down and get your sweet dreams on and come to Weed Health Center. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. And don't forget our new store, The Good Leaf, at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard, right next to Bookman's. Come in and say hello. And lots of new products over there. Be sure to tune in next week. We love you guys. Be smart, be safe, and educate. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for listening to the show that never stays on track here. Happy Week Day Wednesday. March 2nd. Holy cow.